inside many operating rooms, deftly explaining the high-stakes situations at hand. But he also emphasizes that many of his most meaningful moments take place outside the operating room, in clinics where he sees patients as young as 8 days old, before and after surgery, in emergency rooms where harrowing life and death decisions have to be made, and especially in communicating and connecting with families who are in the darkest moments of their lives regarding what they hold most precious, their children. Brain and heart, life and death, those are the stakes in all of these stories. You don't have to be a neurosurgeon to be humbled by the brain, an organ that, as Sandberg writes, is infinitely complicated yet also unpredictable. And you don't have to be a doctor or a patient to be profoundly moved by Sandberg's stories. Hope, loss, joy, grief, heartbreak, as Sandberg shows, these are all part of an average day for a neurosurgeon. But they are also qualities essential in all our lives. And listening to this book puts them into stark relief. Of course, Sandberg isn't just a neurosurgeon, but a pediatric neurosurgeon. In Chapter 3, he writes about helping families process the unthinkable, a fatal diagnosis, or that their child didn't make it. Parents' worst fears are realized when they hear me utter dreaded words, "Your child has a brain tumor," he writes. Sandberg tells the story of a 3-year-old named Diego who was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor that couldn't be operated on, nor would chemotherapy work. Radiation could be used, but that would only prolong life for a few months, which would be miserable. After hearing this grim news, Diego's parents, after a day of reflection and prayer, tell Sandberg they've elected to forego treatment and take Diego home. Sandberg expresses his sorrow, hugs them, tells them what great parents they are, and then, as he says he's done many times in his career, went home and hugged my own kids a little longer than I had the day before. And after listening to this book, you will too. And if you're not a parent, you'll have the impulse to hug those closest to you. Life for neurosurgery patients in the emergency room and on the operating table is very fragile. But it's always very fragile for all of us, even if we take it for granted. In fact, the lessons of brain and heart are universal and deeply relevant to all our ordinary lives. There are plenty of triumphs, like the story of Marcella, an 8-year-old girl from Honduras, which has many twists and turns before its unlikely and exhilarating conclusion. But it also hinges on a few pieces of luck so remarkable that the relief is tinged with thoughts of all the other children who weren't fortunate enough to cross paths with Sandberg. In pediatric neurosurgery, as in life, there is good news and there is bad news. For the latter, in those hard conversations with parents, Sandberg writes that he focuses on 3 key components: compassion, honesty, and listening. That's a good guide for any meaningful conversation. When receiving bad news, Sandberg recounts, parents react in all sorts of ways: rage, denial, wailing, and silence. And each of these is deeply human and valid. There is no right way to process life's most difficult challenges. Sandberg also writes about work-life balance. Being on call as a neurosurgeon often means demanding hours, as does the training in residency, where 100-hour weeks are common. He notes that the divorce rate at one neurosurgery residency program was over 100% because some residents actually got divorced twice. But at the same time, Sandberg writes that he has never missed a family birthday or important event. I encourage medical students considering a career in neurosurgery to understand the challenges of this road, but to also know that it is possible to be a neurosurgeon and still have a wonderful family life. Prediction: you will come away from Brain and Heart with a greater appreciation of safety. If your children don't wear a bike helmet now, they will after this book. Likewise, you'll feel a sense of outrage at our gun laws after seeing the horrific downstream consequences through the eyes of a pediatric neurosurgeon. The book is also eye-opening about the issue of health equity, with some of the